Ketsuvim, as long as the amount is Ketsuvim, we know exactly how much the amount is. V'yafo pi shenim Ketsuvim, even though it's not written down, maybe also. So Rashi says the Chiddush here. Rashi wants to say, V'yisla, this side of the Gemara holds, the milval peh, she Ketsuva, tofim im mishabdi. A milval peh, even though the money, that when you lent the money, you did not write it down in the shtar, still the lacharid you could collect as long as it's Ketsuvim. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosis learns, not like that. Tosis learns that Gemara's all over like that, that when you lend money, val peh, that you don't write it down in the shtar, you cannot collect from Mishabadim. So therefore, Tosis learns, here we're not talking about a milva. We're talking about other halachas when you have to pay back, when you have a chiyuv to pay back the money. Whether it's knas, whether it's a mazon bita, in such cases there, the question is, if it's katsuv, if we know the exact amount, maybe that's enough. But for sure, when you just lend somebody money, that's always the halacha that you can't collect from a shabadim unless it was written down in the shtar. That's called milva b'shtar. Otherwise, for sure, you can't. But that's the question. According to Bechanina, do you need two things, the exact amount and written down, or is just ketsuvim alone enough? So Tarshma, come and bring your proof. The Yitma we learned. Mi shemes. The father died. V'niach shtei bonus. And he left over two daughters, Uben and one son. So the lacha is midiraisa, the son Yashin Zolden Echosim, and midirabonim though, the daughters have a right to get their mezainis, or else one tenth of the property. So we'll see. That's because we'll be, if they, when the daughters get married, so for the nedunya, for the present, like, they're allowed to take one tenth of the property. That's a din midirabonim. So what's going to be the case where the father died, left over two daughters and one son? Now, the first daughter, when she got before she right before she got married, she took one tenth of the property. And the second daughter, she didn't get married yet, so she didn't get a chance yet to collect her one tenth. So what happened then was the son died. So now what happens when the son dies and he doesn't have any children? So the property goes back now to the two daughters. So Allah Rizom Rabbi Yechanan says, Shaniya, the second daughter now, Vitra. She like gives up, she doesn't have a right to say, first let her collect her one-tenth of the property, and then they'll divide up equally. We don't say that. But rather, she doesn't collect her one-tenth separately, but rather the property, all that's left now by the son, the two daughters, to make a chalukah, divide it up equally. The Yom Rabbechina said, it was even said a bigger chiddush than that. It was said, so we collect, we take out, question is from a shabadim, we take out for parnosa to feed them, but we do not take out lemezoinus. So Rashi says, moitziyin means miyad halakuchos, hoyistel parnosa. And let's say the son now, after in the first case, where the father died, and he left over two daughters and a son. So now the son now, let's say he sold the property, and then one of the daughters get married, so she has a right to collect one-tenth of the property. She could even take that away from the lekuchas, what the brother sold already. The Rashi says, even though before she gets married, that is a takona, that the daughters have a right to collect their mezainos from the brother, that they can't do from a shabbatim. So that's the halacha, again, of Yechanan is saying that Chanina, G'dayla Mizuamru, Moitzi and Leparnasa, that we take away from the shabbatim, even if the brother sold all the property, we could take it away for Parnasa, we could take it away. And those Parnasa means the one-tenth that the daughters have a right to take before they get married. But V'yein Moitzi and Lemezoinosef, but before they get married, that there's a takana that the daughters have a right to collect mezainos from the nechassim. That's only what the sons have, but not if they sold it. The Yata Matan, you're telling me now, Shniya Vitra, that the second one is Mavata, gives it up. In other words, since you see that for this panosa, this one-tenth, we even let you take it away from property that was sold already, to see how strong this chiyuv is. So for sure over here, where the second daughter did not collect it yet, she does not give it up. she still wants to collect her one-tenth first, if she gets married, and then they'll divide the leftover equally. Now, v'aparnosa, this that the daughters, before they get married, has the right to take one-tenth of the property, v'aparnosa, to make its kaitza. That's considered like it's an exact amount. We know exactly they have a right to take one-tenth. But nichtav like siva, that's not written down anywhere. And still we just said, v'komoitziya, and still we said the lachar is they have a right to collect it, even from mishabadim. In other words, if the brother, when he yashin the father, right away went and sold all the property, and then the daughters get married, they have a right to take away from the lekuchas, from the people that bought it, they have a right to take away one-tenth of the property. So even though this chiyah for the daughters to get one-tenth for then the dunya, for their, we call dowry, we see even though it's not written down anywhere, but since we know exactly how much it is, you could be maitzi from the lekuchas. So who would have a right, according to Rabbi Chanina, that there should be enough, the fact is ksuvim, even though it's not written down. So Gemara says no. Shani panosa. Panosa, this that the daughters have a right to take a dowry of one-tenth of the property, is different. Kivon the Yisle Koyla commanding Sibadami. Like everybody knows about this. A Koyla goes out, everybody knows when the father dies, he left over daughters. And everybody knows when the daughters get married, before that they have a right to take one-tenth of the property for the dowry. So that's considered as if it's written down. Though my love Bishtar, everybody knows about it. These Chiyuvim, everybody knows about it also. So therefore here it's good. Since the Chiyuv is exact, and written, and everybody knows about it, here for sure you can take away from the lekuchas. But other places where nobody knows about it, maybe you can't. Mosiv Rav Huna Bar Manoach. He asked a question like this. It says, Mesu b'noisayim, Mesu b'noisayim nisoynis v'nechosim b'necharim. So Mesu here goes on a case where the two fathers died. We'll soon see. Mesu is b'noisayim is the daughters. Nizoinos gets fed, minichseihem b'necharin, only from the property left over. Vehi, but she, nizoinos minichosim mishabodim. She could even collect from the chosim mishabodim, bevnei she kabalas choyv, because she's like a balas choyv. So Rashi says like this, meitzah b'necheihem means hanoisa yasisha. If a man marries a wife, uposki imoy, and the wife already had a daughter from before, from a different marriage, so when the new husband takes them both, he makes a psak, like he agrees, to feed the daughter for at least 5 years. That was his achrayis. He was mechayiv himself to feed her for 5 years. And then, v'girsha b'toich chomishonim. The first husband gave his wife a get within the 5 years. So the husband, ex-husband, still has to feed her for the next, let's say, 2 years. Then, v'nisses liyachar. Then the mother got married to another husband. Opos gimay kumaykach. And the second husband also said he'll feed her for 5 years. Is chayiv lezayna chomishonim. So echad zona, so the two husbands now have a chiyuv to feed the daughter. So one gives her food, the echad noisla demay mezaynas. The other one, you don't have to give a double amount of food, it'll just be wasted. So the second one has to give her the paycheck. Now meso, let's say the two men died, is benoisayem nizaynas mechasim b'necharin. These two the daughter still has a right to collect from both of them. Only from the property left over, k'ritani masnisin and matzil lamazanish shall be abonis mechasim mishabadim, like it says in the Mishnah that the daughters don't get fed from mishabadim. But v'hi Rashi says oisa bas ishtoi, but the original bas ishtoi nizaynis mechasim mishabadim, she collects from the chasim mishabadim the bas ishtoi. So Rashi says alma kivon the kaitzi chomishonim, since the husband originally made up. He's only going to feed her for 5 years. Afagav like Siva, it's not written down, still she collects from Mishabadim. In other words, his own daughter, that it's not only for 5 years she gets fed, but for the rest of her life, if she wants, so then she can't collect from Mishabadim. Only over here, that the husband originally agreed only to feed his stepdaughter for 5 years, then we say when the husband dies, she could collect even from Mishabadim. So why? You see, because here it's Ketuvim. Like, since it's only a 5-year guarantee contract, so 5 years is ksuvim, she could collect, even though it's not written down anywhere. So you also see that you can collect from as long as it's ksuvim. Sumara says no. Hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here. V'shakonu miyodai. that they made a kinyan involved. And the Klal Rashi says, "Lestam kinyan l'ksivoy mid." Anytime they make a kinyan, minastam, it's like it's written down. So the husband made a kinyan to his daughter, stepdaughter, that he'll feed her for the next 5 years. For the Morihochi, if so, bonus nam, even his own daughters should be the same way then. If he made a kinyan, so it's like written down already, so it should also collect from a shibodim. Sumara says no, bishakonel azev lakonel azev. The husband only made a kinyan for his stepdaughter and not for his own daughter. Sumara says, my piskos, well, why do you say that? Why should you say he made a kinyan for one and not for the other? Sumara says, poshid. Bas ishtoy dehebe bishas kinyan manile kinyan. I'll tell you, the stepdaughter, when he married his wife, she had a daughter ready for me for him. So the time of the chasna, he had the daughter ready. Therefore, when he makes the kinyan, it helps. But bitoy, his own daughter, that's first come out from his own wife now, dehebe bishas kinyan. She wasn't alive yet when they first got married. Therefore, lemahanile kinyan. He doesn't make a kinyan like later on. He only makes a kinyan by the time he gets married. So the kinyan only helps for the stepdaughter that he has already, and not for his own daughter that he'll first have later on. So Mari asks, who said that? Milo Yaskina, can we be talking about Tehebe Tavaya Bashas Kinyan? Maybe both daughters, his wife's daughter and his own daughter, could both be there at the time when he marries his wife. How could that be? If you're first marrying your wife, how could you have your own daughter there? Vechidomi, where's the case? The Girsha. That first you were married to her and you had children. And then you gave her a get for your hodra, and now you take her back again. So by the second kiddushin, it's your own daughter, and so then you can make a kinyan then that you accept to feed her. So why do you say now your own daughter, you don't make a kinyan? Only for the stepdaughter you make a kinyan. Why should that be? So my answer is like this. Ela bitoy debetanai bezdin kochlo lemahanyula kinyan. I'll tell you, your own daughter, that's a Tanai Ksuba. Even if you don't speak it out, it's automatic. That your own daughter, that's halacha, that if the father dies, the daughter has the right to collect mezonos from his property. Therefore, the kinyan doesn't help, or you don't make a kinyan. Mashenkein bas ishtoi, that if you marry your wife that has a daughter already, the lav b'tanai bezden kochla, there's no chiyuv for you to feed her. If you don't make up a special agreement, when you marry your wife, the stepdaughter you don't have to feed. Therefore, manula kinyan. Therefore, we say if the husband does make a kinyan, here the kinyan helps, it's like it's ksuvim. So Gemara asks why. But again, if the husband now made a kinyan, so v'chimigra gorer, is it any worse the fact that you have to feed your daughter because of a tanai ksuba? Like, so what if you have to feed her anyway? But now that you're making a kinyan, the kinyan should help even by your own daughter. So Gemara says like this, the Svar is like this, Ella rather, Bitoy, your own daughter, Kivon de B'tanai Bezdin Kochlom, that she has the right to be fed later on after the husband dies, is not only because he made up the Chiv now, he agreed, but he has a Chiv upon Bezdin, the Tanai Ksubi, he has to do it. So therefore, a person thinks into that Chiv much more, and then there's a Chshash, maybe, Eima Tzrori Yatfasom. We have to be afraid maybe the father gave her over money to hold when he was still alive. Like his own daughter, that he knows he has to feed her because of a Tanai Ksuba, he thinks about that Chiyah very much. So before he died, we have to be afraid maybe he gave her a bag of money to feed herself with. So that's why she can't collect from a Shemadim. Mashenkin, a stepdaughter, there he doesn't think about that much. So therefore, sure, he did not give her the money before he died. Therefore, if the husband made a kinyan, it could be of two milas. A kinyan means it's like written down, and it's ksuvim, it's only for 5 years. So therefore, she could collect even from a shibodim. Toshima, come in here. Amar Rav Nosson. Nosson said, Amosai, when do we say the lach in our missionary is again? When the gazlin sold the property. And the person that bought it made it well, and there were a lot of fruits because of him. Then when we found that it was stolen goods, everything was taken away. So this person that bought it now comes back to the gazlan and says, listen, the fruits were taken away from me, you have to pay me for it. So we say when you collect the money for the fruits, only the property the gazlan has, and not the nechosin that he already sold. But Rav Nosson says like this, Amosai, when do we say that? Bizman shekodom mekhoi shosheni leshvacha shorishin. If the gazlan sold his property to the second person before the first one, the stolen goods, before the first guy even made the shmach, like seeded his ground. Abba, but what's going to be? Like this, the Goslin stole property, and he sold it to Reuven. And Reuven right away went down and put seeds into the ground. He was mashpiach the karka. Abba, kodam shivcha sharishan. If Reuven first seeded the ground and put a lot of shmach, made the ground good. That happened before the Goslin sold his own property to a third person. Koidem lemekhoi shoshniya. Before the Goslin sold his second property to another person. Now, goivim and achosim mishabadim. Now this Reuven, when it's found out that it was stolen goods, so he has the right to go back to the Goslin and say, listen, you owe me for the fruits of my property. So the Goslin says, I have no more achosim left, I sold it already. We say, nothing doing, you sold it, I have a right to take it. Salma, what do we see? The only reason is Mishum Delay Kodim, who? Only why? Because it didn't happen first. But Mashma, if it would have happened first, then you could collect it. Even though it's not Kotsuf. So who you see, even though it's not Kotsuf, still you could take it. So it's a new Svara. So Rashi learns, V'loy Mishum Ketsuvim Uksuvim. We see the reason why the Mishnah said you can't collect from a Shabbatim is not because it has to be an exact amount, not because it's not written down, but a new Svara here. Mishum Tlaikodim, since you weren't first. That's the way Rashi learns. So Toiz doesn't like Rashi's pshat, we'll soon see why, but Toiz learns rather what it means to say is, to have a Chanina, Ketsuvim, he owes Ketsuvim alone is enough, even though it's not written down. Because the Bizmani says Shekodan Shrava Sharishain, that blies Hainu Ketsuvim. If the person that bought it puts the value into the fields first, then it's as if it's Ketsuvim. We know exactly how much Shvach he put in. So we're bringing a proof now, our Chanina holds, Ketsuvim alone is enough. And now the Gemara says, maybe no, Tanoi, I tell you it's a Machlega Tanoim, Tanoihi, where the Ketsuvim, the fact we have the exact amount, that's enough. Or do you need two things, exact amount with written down? The Tanya we learned. Ein moitziyam le'achilas peros le'shvach ha'koyis le'mozun isha v'yabodas m'nechosim m'shabodim. Like the Mishnah says, you cannot collect from a Shabbatim karka that was sold already to collect all these things. Why not? Mevnei tikkun olam. One learns because it's a tikkun olam l'fi shenk suvim, because they're not written down. So mashma, as soon as they're written down, that alone is enough. Omer of Yosef, Yosef says no. V'chimat tikkun olam yesh mezu. What kind of tikkun is that? V'aloy en ketsuvim. He yells, the reason is no, because it's not ketsuvim. We don't know the exact amount. To see it's a machlokes tanoim, what's the reason in the Mishnah you can't collect from the Shabbatim? Is it because the peiros is not written down? Or is it because it's not ketsuvim? We don't know exactly how much it is. The nafka meaner is, when we do know how much it is, even though it's not written down, could you collect from a Shabbatim or not? Then the last case of the Mishnah was, v'hamoitzim mitziya le'yishova. If somebody finds a lost object, and he goes to return it to the owner, even though the owner wants him to swear, he doesn't have to swear. The case would be a case of moitzim mitziya, where you're agreeing halfway. So more sounds like this. Omer Rav Yitzchak, shenei kisin kishurin matzosali. The owner says, listen, you found two wallets that were tied together. In other words, I lost two wallets that were tied together. The person that found it says, no, I only found one of them. So in such a case, he calls them Moedib Amiksas. Like the person that lost it says, listen, I lost two wallets tied together. So if they were tied together, they don't get untied by themselves. So now that you found one, there's a good chash to say the other one you're keeping. Therefore, Nishba. Says Nishba, you have to swear, it's called the Moedim Mixas. But what's going to be? Shnei Shvarim Keshurim Atzotzali. Where the owner says, you should know, I lost two axes that were tied together. And you found both of them. And therefore, I want both back from you. Laloyem, the other one says, no. Lehoyelechad. When I found it, they only found one. The other one, vice versa, Stam, got lost by itself, because they got untied by themselves. So here we say, Ena Nishpa. Here we believe we doesn't have to swear. My time, what's the reason? Shvarim menatchim adodi. Oxes could get untied, they move around. So therefore, the fact the owner says that when you found it, there were still two together, that's a big doubt. That's not called a good complaint. Because you don't know for sure at the time when the person found the two axes, they were still tied together. It could be they pulled aside and they got all separated. So therefore you don't have to swear. Mashenken kisin loy menatchim adodi. Two wallets, if they were tied together, don't get untied. So when the guy found one wallet and he's returning it now, and you have some money, you know it's your wallet. So you have a good taina now to him, a good complaint against him, and say, listen, I say you found them both together, because that's the way I lost it. And obviously you found it, because the one you give me back is mine. So I have a good taina, a good complaint to say, the other one you have by you, you for sure found them the same way I lost them tied together, and you for sure found them tied together, and you're keeping one for yourself. So that's called the good complaint. And therefore, since he agrees to half of the taina, that's the klal, moida b'miksas, whenever you agree to half of what I ask for, that shows that I'm telling the truth, and therefore you have to swear to me. Now, what about shnei shvarim kishurim atzasa? I say you found two axes tied together. V'ala yom, and the person says, I agree to you. Matsasi, it's taka true. When I found the two axes, I found them both tied together. But v'chzati l'chechod mehen. But you should know, one of them I returned to you a month ago. I'm returning to you the second one now. V'ala yom, and the other one says, no. Matsasi. And the other one is saying, no, I didn't receive anything from you. This is the first one you're returning. So if I say you have the second shor, and the other one says, no, I already returned it to you. So again, Hareza Yishat Nishba. In such a case, he has to swear. Because again, it's a case of Moed Miksas. I say you have my two axes. And you agreed you had them. You just said you already returned one before. And I said nothing, no, I never received it. That's called the good case, you have to swear. So Mari has the kasha and Rabbi Yitzchak. For Rabbi Yitzchak, lestle ha-moitzi mitziya lo yishova mivnei tikkun olam. Why doesn't Rabbi Yitzchak agree to our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says there's a new takana that whenever you find a lost object, you don't have to swear. Like we said, otherwise people won't go bothering picking up objects. If they may have to swear about it, it's not kedai to return it. So Mishnah tikkun olam, we always make it easy for a person that's found a lost object, when he goes to return it, we don't make him swear. So how come Rabbi Yitzchak says that certain cases, when it's a good taina, we do make him swear? Of course, not like our Mishnah. Tomorrow says, I'll tell you who the Yom HaKrim was.